Saint Francis of Assisi was considered one of the models of humility and service. He was one of the saints of the gutter, possessed the virtue of humility perfectly. According to him, God is the source of every good thing, gift, talent, event, experience, and so on. We are not the sources of ourselves, the originators of our own existence, but beneficiaries of the free and gratuitous love of God. Therefore, when we accomplish great things, when we do good works, when there is something in which we might like to take pride, we are admonished to recall the true origin of that goodness. Pride clouded our relationship to God and led us away from Him because we focus more on ourselves. It brings us to coldness of heart and stubbornness of the will, because pride is the disproportionate love of oneself at the expense of others and the overstated assessment of one's learning, value, or importance, and putting others less, nobody, or nothing in our own eyes. Jesus, in our gospel for today, is teaching us the importance of humility in order to know, love, and serve the Lord. It is only with the virtue of humility that we can see and be with God. Only those who are infants that we can see the greatest good, that is God, without measure or pretense, and we acknowledge our belief, dependence, and trusts in the one who is all good and trustworthy. Only those who are humble can be open to His will and guidance and understand God's ways and not our own ways. So do not boast of what we have and possess, who we are, and the ability or our capacity. They are not ours. They are gifts given not only for us, but for those people in need, and to give glory to God. Saint Francis of Assisi further said, "In what then can you boast? Even if you were so skillful and wise that you possess all knowledge, knew how to interpret every kind of language, and to scrutinize heavenly matters with skill, you could not boast these things. Even if you were more handsome and richer than everyone else, and even if you work miracles so that you put demons to flight, all these things are contrary to you. Nothing belongs to you. You can boast in none of these things." My sisters and brothers, only in humility that we can understand and follow the Lord. Those who are boastful only recognize that he or she is above all, because he or she focuses on himself or herself, needing nothing from others, even to the Supreme Being. So let us approach the Lord in this Eucharist like infants, with humble heart and trusts, so that we, that He may reveal to us His goodness and gracious will. Let us always remember, as this epistle of St. James said, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Let us ask also the intercession of St. Camillus, the patron of nurses and of the sick, that St. Camillus may give graces through his intercession, healing to those who are sick mentally and physically, and he may protect all nurses, caregivers, and doctors who are helping those who are in need. May St. Camillus pray for us.